So we begin the show, as we always do, with our musical roundtable, where we go around the table and pick a song that we haven't been able to get out of our heads over the last month. It's a new year. There's been lots of good releases already. Vicky, let's just get things started with you.
I had one of those high-end problems where the record I picked has so many incredible songs, I really had to listen three or four times to figure out which one I really was in love with the most. And this is a record that's a few months old from a band that had some acclaim a couple years ago, and for good reason, from a record they did called Half the City. I'm talking about St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and this is from their new one, Sea of Noise. The song is called Sanctify.
What good is a bullet? We're no good. What good is a flower without no song? Oh, but I wanna feel sundry.
That is cool. Can I have that be my song, please?
Sorry, I get to have that one. What you can probably tell right off the bat, and certainly what this band is known for, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Paul Genoway, that incredible voice of his, which, you know, makes me certainly think of Otis Redding and the Temptations. And this is just pure, beautiful R&B, Stax, Memphis kind of soul.
What else can you tell us about St. Paul and the Broken Bones? You know where they're from or anything?
Minneapolis, aren't they?
No, they're out of Alabama, actually. And about 2.5 years ago, 2014, they had a record called Half the City. And it got everyone's attention because, again, of Paul Genoway's amazing vocal style. We had the great pleasure of seeing them at Ivy Wild. We helped sponsor that show. And to watch that band in such a intimate venue just blow up with all that R&B and rump-shaking, soulful, down-on-your-knees, James Brown testifying was one of the highlights of my concert going
experience.
They
really did break just then. I mean, I remember they were featured on NPR, on Morning Edition, got a glowing review. I don't think they'll be back in that small of a venue again.
Oh, no, I don't think so either. And this record is phenomenal, really. Considering it's the sophomore effort, I think the jump from Half the City to this is incredible. It's so different, yet so deep in the same way.
Nice pick.
Yeah, this is great. Jeff, it's your turn.
Well, I picked a song by a band that has a new release coming out. It's not even out yet, right, Vicky?
Hot off the press.
We actually had to download this off of the website, the band's website, and it's the new one from Spoon. It's going to be the title track to their new album called Hot Thoughts.
My mind.
So these guys have had, this is going to be their ninth full-length album. They've been around since 1993, but I think they've kind of picked up recognition and steam with the last two, three albums, Gimme Fiction and Ga, 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 Ga.
I gotta count that. Six Ga.
There's five Gas.
Five Ga.
Ga, 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 Ga.
That's five. You're right.
Yeah, I count. I have to count it out.
Did you drop a Ga on the way in?
I might have. The band has had rotating members in and out of the band over the years, but I think they've hit their stride with this. And the interesting thing about, I think, about this band is that they started getting included in a bunch of TV shows and films, and it really jettisoned them into the public eye. You know, they showed up on The Simpsons, and they were featured in Stranger Than Fiction, Austin City Limits, Saturday Night Live, you know, and it's just helped their success for them to be showcased like that, I think. They're kind of quirky. Kind of a cake feel to them, but I really like it. I think this song builds, and kind of want to turn it up a little bit when it's peaking.
You know, one of the things I really love about Spoon is lead singer Britt has such a specific kind of voice in his phrasing, and their drummer Jim Eno, I'm assuming he's still in the band. He's a very cool drummer and is known for some production work too. So I think they're able to grow together as this unit, and they explore their funk. They're like an indie pop soul funk band,
right,
and
right.
That continues to expand.
Well, I can't wait to hear the full length album. This is not even available to hold in your hands yet. It's a digital release, and it'll be interesting to see what the full length is. I can't wait, personally.
Very cool. Good pick, Jeff.
I like it.
Jake, you're next. I understand you're doing something a little different this time.
I am doing something a little bit different. From music, recently I've just been craving escape and craving something that I can kind of let wash over me and take me to a different place. And this album, which just was released, there's been some singles trickling out over the last few months, but it was just released at the end of January. The album is called Not Even Happiness by the sort of alt-folk singer Julie Byrne, out of Brooklyn, and it's just a beautiful album, and the song I'm going to play is called Morning Dove.
Sad bastard on us. That's
hey,
beautiful.
We've all
that
got a little
beautiful.
Bit of that in us, right? It's
yeah.
You know, it's been a sort of a crazy time.
Uh-huh.
I feel like there's a certain intensity about us in the culture, and to me, this has just been a really nice counterpoint.
Need a calming influence.
Yeah, and it's just and the whole album, and it's just like, you know, 40 minutes of bliss. You just
nice.
Sort of let it ride and.
So is Julie Burns, she's singing, is she playing this guitar work?
She is, yeah.
Beautiful guitar
work.
Yeah, beautiful.
Nice guitar work.
Absolutely, that finger-picking style kind of, to me, evokes even like Leonard Cohen
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
also like Nick Drake a little bit, you
yeah.
know. Just, you can't go wrong with it.
Yeah, and her voice, I don't know what the proper term is, if she's a second soprano or an alto, but I love the tenor of her voice. And I'm thinking about some other, well, I'm thinking about, actually, I thought about Joni Mitchell a little bit, and a little bit of Judy Collins. Like, it's kind of cool to have that revisit, especially with some of the women that declared a certain kind of songwriting in the 60s and 70s. You know, and then you've got Sharon Van Etten and Laura Marling.
Absolutely.
And
Beth Orton,
the very nice reference there.
Yeah.
Just these amazing women making beautiful music.
I'll
always be for that.
So there you have it, another edition of the Musical Roundtable. Thanks, you guys.
Oh, this was fun.
Always a great time.
This is Air Check from 91.5 KRCC.